Cauritulinius, Virvalumi, Englanixi, Canus Larissa Kaiser, Lucia Cauritulinius. Willow the Drift. He wades through drifts of snow while we walk on open ground, having long since gotten our fill of slushing through water in all its forms, but for him, everything is new. We talk of the poet who waded alone through the snow, away from her children en route to a phone, booth her only connection to the unfaithful world, but our son will never know this kind of solitude. When I was young, I decided I would be alone, move somewhere cold, kindle a fire each day, far away from everyone I knew, away from all warmth except that which I created myself. Warlocks excel at living in isolation because magic is most powerful from afar, because words become more potent the further they get away from their source, just like snow sweeps up more snow as it slides down a mountain. Now I want to be nowhere except by your side and his, in a city that is cold most days of the year, so we snuggle under blankets, squish close enough to benefit from the heat we give off. If I were water, I would be water. And if I am a poet, I am a poet. But if I become a poet who wades alone through snow drifts, then I will remember what warlocks know and set fire to avalanches.